Medicare annual election period is going on. A lot of questions people are looking to find answers for, especially those who are veterans who have to find maybe a plan that maybe complements something that already happens with their veterans benefits. And here to help us with that from Humana is the director of Veterans Channel, Ed Sandrick. Ed, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Let's talk a little bit about this. How does being a veteran and what coverage you have when looking for a Medicare plan maybe differ from a regular civilian?
Well, I don't know that it differs across the board. So there, as you probably know, there are a plethora of Medicare Advantage plans out there. And this time of the year, I think we're getting bombarded with all those opportunities to investigate. The open enrollment period began October 15th and closes December the 7th. So seniors have about 30 days to decide on exactly what kind of Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan they're going to be looking for in 2020. The Humana Ana Medicare Advantage plan, which is available in Ohio, is eligible to anybody who's eligible for Medicare. And it's I think we call it Humana's natural next step in our commitment to veterans, because this particular plan caters to veterans by rounding out the benefits that they have at the VA. Veterans who go to the VA for their health care, particularly the seniors, the over 65, may get their prescription drugs at the VA. This particular plan, the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan, doesn't have prescription drugs, but it does have a robust dental coverage and access to urgent care, which are definitely services that individuals who go to the VA would need. It works side by side with the VA, so you can have your VA coverage, go to see your VA providers, and when you decide to, want to, or need to, go into the private network in the Medicare Advantage plan and get services there.
So this is a complement to it. Was it, I guess, tailored to that? Was the VA plan looked at and figure out where are the holes or where are the gaps that could be helped out by the Medicare?
Yeah, we designed it with Medicare, with the individuals who go to the VA in mind, the Medicare-eligible individuals who go to the VA, particularly those, as I mentioned, who get the prescription drugs there. We found that there was no need to have a prescription drug plan with this particular program, particularly those that are going to the VA. But we added a robust dental and an urgent care network at a zero premium so that the individual can continue to use their VA health care coverage, and when they need to, go out onto into the Medicare Advantage network and use the system there. The plans work side by side. The VA works side by side with Medicare and Medicare Advantage. There's really no harm, no foul. You use the VA system for what you need there, and when you need to, you seek care in the Medicare Advantage network.
If someone doesn't take advantage of this sort of thing, what's the complications that could develop if they pick another plan? Would you know the answer to that?
I don't think there's any one answer for that, Bruce. I think everybody's health care needs and finances are their own, are individual. So I think what people need to do is to seek information, study everything that's out there. Medicare.gov is an outstanding website for people to get an understanding of what's available in the marketplace this time of the year, actually all year round, but particularly this time of the year. And if they want to take a look at what Humana has available, the Humana.com/Medicare is a great site where they can see what Humana has relative to their plans in Ohio. And as I mentioned, the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan is available in Ohio. Anybody can enroll in it, but it was designed for veterans. So I would go to those two sources, and they can also, through Humana.com/Medicare, get access to a licensed agent and talk one-on-one about their particular needs.
Some people are more versed at using a computer and planning it that way. Other ones like to have a person talk to respond, to answer questions. Sometimes it's difficult to even know what questions to ask. Do those sites offer sort of ideas of what to look for or what things to think about?
Yeah, they do offer triggers, if you will, on what people should be thinking about. I think the best source is somebody who is licensed and understands all of the Medicare options and plans that are available. So, as I mentioned, going to Humana.com/Medicare, where there's an opportunity to access a licensed agent on the phone or perhaps over the kitchen table at home, is probably the best idea. Those individuals can understand what your specific health care needs are, whether you use the VA or not, what your financial situation is, and they can help you design the plan for you or pick the plan that's good for you. But again, the deadline is December 7th, so there's about a month. It's about a month away, and the plan that you select by December 7th is a plan you'll be living with for 2020. So it's important to get all the information you can.
Yep. Now's the time to do it. Study before everything gets busy for your holidays as well, and people are just trying to make sure they get that squared away and make sure they're covered in case they do need that help. Ed, we appreciate your time. Again, if people want to find out more, where's a good place again to go?
Yep, I'll say Medicare.gov. That's a Medicare website, and I'm sure that most seniors that are eligible for Medicare are familiar with that. Humana.com/Medicare, where they can look at all the Humana Medicare Advantage plans, including the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plan, which is, as I mentioned, available there in Cleveland.
Sounds good. Ed Sandrick, Director of Veterans Channel for Humana. Thanks for sharing the good information this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.